This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. Ah! The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Let's get it, man. 888-808-1019. Call the line one time for your mind. All right. Let's not bury the lead. I know Devin Williams met the media and Clay Holmes met the media, and you guys want to talk about Shane and Dable. And I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, too. I watched Netflix Enigma, that first episode about Aaron Rodgers. He is an enigma. I don't know how to feel about the guy. But Cody Bellinger. Yeah. Cody Bellinger. Clay's son, finally, a Yankee. 888-808-1019. We'll start there because in about an hour, Brian Hoke from MLB.com, covering your New York Yankees, will join us to talk more about the deal. But, I mean, we've been talking about this for 3 years, right? Yankee fans have been talking about Cody Bellinger being a Yankee for the last 3 years. Before he went to the Cubs, we thought we could have signed him, thought we could have traded for him, thought we could have signed him twice. Now they finally traded for him. They give up Cody Poteet, not Will Warren, not any other top prospect. And we knew this was coming. We knew this was coming for the last 2 weeks, but the difference was money. And the Ricketts are sending $5 million, acting like they don't get money on the north side of Chicago. Think about how much money. We made them $5 million on the north side of Chicago just bringing Anthony Rizzo home for his farewell tour. Remember that? Remember how all those seats were sold out? They all wanted to salute Anthony Rizzo for 3 days, and I'm glad. I look at Cashman, and this is what I told you guys from the beginning of the week last week when Monday came and, you know, Juan Soto joined the Mets. I said, if there's anybody going to sleep peacefully, waking up Monday and going to work, it's Brian Cashman. He didn't want to spend $51 million on one player this offseason. He didn't want to have $760 million hanging over his head for the next 15 years. It stops him from doing what he likes to do. Cashman likes to have Cashman considerations. Cashman likes to trade and wheel and deal and finesse and fleece, guys. And I think they got fleeced because, yeah, Cody Bellinger, you can undersell him. You can say all these different things about what he was, what he isn't. You add another former MVP to the team. You add a lefty bat to the team. You just lost a lefty bat. You add a lefty bat to the team. A kid whose dad played for the team. So The pinstripes, he's no stranger to the Yankee way in the pinstripes. That's good. I don't know where they're going to bat him. Maybe in front of Judge, maybe behind Judge, second, third, fourth, maybe between Judge and Wells or Judge and Stan. Who knows? We don't have to worry about that today. Also, we found out he's most likely going to be our center fielder. Yeah. And it made me think about Jason Dominguez. He's a kid, and the kid has been hurt the last couple years, and he still has some developing to do, and this is a World Series caliber team. They are not just saying, here you go, kid, here's center field. They're saying, we're obviously moving Judge back to right field. And if we can get Cody Bellinger at $27 million a year, them throwing in the $5 million, like, Cody Bellinger can still run. But I had the thought that maybe he could play left field, but obviously it adds versatility. It adds a guy that I said already has the pedigree of an MVP, you know, playing in the World Series. A guy I think that's going to be motivated here in New York, that the lights aren't going to be too bright for. And I love it. It's the first bat of this offseason after signing Max Fried. He'll be introduced tomorrow after making the other trade, finessing him, sending Nestor Cortez and Caleb Durbin to Milwaukee for our new closer, Devin Williams. Yeah, let's go. Let's go, Yankees. And we'll, you know, we'll get back to Cody Bellinger, and I'll keep my open short here because I have a guest joining us around 8:15, and I want to get the calls and reactions and your thoughts. But, you know, a thought that I was having as I'm online, and I can't open my phone without getting trolled. I'm still being told to cope. I'm still being asked, how am I doing? I'm still being told I'm salty. Get over it. Juan Soto's a Met. No, you get over it. I'm working on repairing my relationship with like 40% of the Mets fans. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. I never paid attention to the Mets more than I have these last three seasons. Let's go, Mets. We're not competing anymore. Let us build our team and worry about building your team. You have Clay Holmes talking about pitching 160 innings, something like that. Worry about that. Let us enjoy things. I got on air and I told Yankees fans, pipe down. Let them enjoy this. They've been waiting for this. They've been waiting for Steve Cohen to come in and buy a player like this. They got him. Okay? They gave Juan Soto's mom a clothing allowance. The Yankees wouldn't. You got it. Hey, y'all got it, man. Big bro, act like it. Stop being big bullies. Right? You the ones with the deep pockets now. Let us go over here and penny pinch and make trades and wheel and deal. We can't go shopping like y'all went shopping. Like, just let us live in our little Yankee corner for now. Right? Because we're in different leagues. The Yankees are looking like the best team in the American League. They're looking like the team that just won the American League and is winning the offseason. They're looking like they're trying to stack the team. Worry about your own issues and your own problems. You might not even be a top 3-4 team in the National League right now. You're not. On paper, you're not. So, like, let's go back to not competing, not being crosstown rivals, because we don't have to worry about each other until May 16th. Let people enjoy things, man. We let y'all enjoy your signing of Juan Soto. That's worn off now, huh? That's worn off now. Now we can't sign Devin Williams without being told, he's Pete Alonso's son. Pete Alonso's a free agent. Pete Alonso's not a Met. He might be a Yankee. I'm not looking for him to be a Yankee. But reports are going to put the Yankees in the conversation for him. That's another thing. Call me up, 888-808-1019. Who do the Yankees get next? If Cody Bellinger's not playing first base, who do they put at first base? Is it Pete Alonso? Yankee fans, would you want that to stick it to the Mets? I don't want it. I'm good. They got it, man. They got the big free agent. We were wrong about Juan Soto wanting to stay with the Yankees, and the Yankees went all the way to $760 million. It wasn't enough. They weren't going to, you know, pay for chartered flights for his family to go to road games. You know, stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And when you, desperate times call for desperate measures, that's why you got the richest owner in the sport. Y'all got it, man. Y'all got it. But a Christian Walker could still be had. A trade could be made. Paul Goldschmidt. You could still buy Carlos Santana. I don't know. I don't know. You call me up and tell me, Yankee fans, what's the next move? Santander? Teoscar Hernandez? I really started to like the Santander conversation just because he's not going to cost nearly as much as Juan Soto costs. He hit 40 homers last year, 44, I believe. He's a switch hitter. The Yankees always got to have a switch hitter, right? Championship teams, they've had switch hitters in the past. And he's a guy that can play right field when Judge is DHing? Because, you know, they're going to rest Stanton like they did last year. It worked last year for a while until it didn't. I would rest him even more this year. We just need Stanton for October. 888-808-1019. You picking up what I'm putting down? Stanton's a DH only. Keep him fresh. Keep him fresh. Judge can DH some. And then Santander can play right. Bellinger could play center field. And then I guess left field, you could figure out between Dominguez or Trent Grisham, at least to start the season. And if neither one of them do the job consistently enough, you have the trade deadline. I don't know. I'm starting to see the forest through the trees. Plan B, you know, I always hear Chris McMonagle after me say Plan B sucks. Plan B doesn't suck so much anymore, Chris. Chris will be on after me. But Plan B, it felt like it sucked because all you could see was Mets fans and the ticker tape parade they were having for signing Juan Soto. All you could hear is, oh, we stole him from the Yankees. The Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore. No, the Yankees are still the Yankees. Brian Cashman is still the Yankees GM. And there's still more moves to be made. Let him cook. 888-808-1019. So I'm starting to see, where are we going? One more bat? Maybe two more bats? One signing, one trade? Santander could possibly play first base? I think I looked at his baseball reference. He's got 12 games at first base. Maybe he could be first base, left field, right field. The Yankees love playing guys out of position, but I don't mind the positional versatility. What I do mind is Yankee fans selling me on bringing back Gleyber Torres. No, silly rabbits. Why would we do that? We got Max Fried now. Why would we do that? We have Devin Williams now, not Prey Holmes. Not Prey Holmes, where if the defense is shaky behind him, he's going to blow the game. Tighten up the defense. Even if you're moving Jazz to second, who's going to play third base? Alex Bregman? I don't know. They can spend. Between Bellinger, between Devin Williams and Max Fried, that's $45 million. Juan Soto is $51 million. You feel me? They could still add. They could add another $10 million player to get to the total of what they would have spent on Juan Soto and something. So they're going to do some other things. It's incomplete. We don't have to talk necessarily about what the lineup's going to be, but little by little, you're starting to see that the Yankees team that went to the World Series and collapsed in a fifth inning because the defense let down Gerrit Cole, they are figuring out how to pitch better. They're already better defensively by getting Cody Bellinger. They're figuring out, okay, we had a top tandem between Soto and Judge, boppers, and then, you know, Stanton coming through in the postseason. Why don't we just tighten up the screws on this thing so that fifth inning never happens again? 888-808-1019. Again, we will talk about Aaron Rodgers. Is he staying? Is he going? Ultimately, that's going to be the decision of the new GM. They're interviewing GMs. They passed on Bill Belichick. I think Mike Vrabel is probably the guy. Just makes a lot of sense. We'll get there. And like I said, I watched Enigma today. And as much as I hate on Aaron Rodgers, and I think he should go, and I think the Pat McAfee show doesn't help anything. He's on there today talking about, oh, these guys attacking me. They're triple boosted and vaccinated. Aaron Rodgers, that's not why they're attacking you. They're attacking you because you're smug and because the team is eliminated from the playoffs. And here you are turning back the clock too little too late. But I'm telling you guys, if you watch this Netflix series on the guy, it brings you back to his early days and it reminds you who he is and why he is, how he is. And I'm starting to feel a little differently about whether he comes back or not. I don't feel differently about Shane and Dable. I think that they're back. And I think the Giants PR is working on, hey, everybody chill. Everybody chill. Later, Dan Duggan will join us from The Athletic covering the Giants to talk about that, to talk about Shane, to talk about Dable, to talk about 100 years of the Giants. And this is the worst season I think any of us have seen. They're not going to win another game. Tim Boyle is a quarterback. And, like, how did we get here? How did we fall this far? Where they don't even have players, man. They're rolling out bums and randoms that they've picked up off practice squads. But, yeah, we'll talk Giants. I really do think that at this point now, right, we're just waiting for the spring. Hope springs eternal. We just want to get new coaches, new players, new GM, new quarterbacks. We're just trying to get to opening day and the NFL draft. Get us to April. 888-808-1019. There's my 15-minute open. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan. Call me up. We'll hit your calls for an hour. Then Brian Hoke will join us. Two hours after that, Dan Duggan will join us. We'll talk Yankees, Cody Bellinger. We'll talk Jets, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, new GM, new head coach. We'll talk about the Giants, their future, who they're going to draft, and if it'll be Shane, Dable, or if those two are separating, what the Mariners should do. And again, Mets fans, I'm trying to repair my relationship with you. You got it, okay? You got it. You guys had so much fun with Grimace. You guys had so much fun with a hit record. You got the LED lights over there. You got the statue outside. You got the black jerseys. You got everything now. Juan Soto is a Met. Let us live. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, get me back in the stadium, man. I could care less about the NFL. Just hoping my fantasy team can win some money. Hoping my parlays hit. NBA is a joke. Like, it's sad how the ratings are down. Nobody cares. Like, are you guys watching the NBA Cup tonight? No. My ratings might be higher than the NBA Cup tonight. I love when people be like, yeah, check your ratings. How are your ratings doing? I don't know. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We're going to talk about Cody Bellinger. We're going to hit a lot of different things tonight. I want to take the calls right now until we get to Brian Hoke at 8:15. So let's do it. First in line, my guy Dominic in East Rochester on The Fan.
Keith McPherson, how are you, buddy?
Good.
I got three words tonight, Keith. Pitchers and catchers.
Let's get there. What's the countdown? I know it's 100 days till opening day, so a lot less till spring training. I need to start looking into my trip.
Yeah, I'm right.
Oh no, Dom, we're losing you. You're on speaker. You're in the basement. You're coming in choppy. I'm put him on hold. Yeah, spring training. Start looking into it. Why not? Why not? For the Yankee fans, you know, last week is over. Last week was ASS after Soto signed. And, I mean, we had to get over that. We had to go through the experience of like, okay, this is a guy that helped take us to the World Series, one of the best baseball players you've ever seen. And he dubbed us. He looked at the Yankees and said, $760 million is not enough. You got to give my family a suite, and you got to give me 4 premium tickets to Legends for anyone that I choose, right? Like, I don't know.
You know what I'll tell you about?
Alpha might come through with a couple homies, and he wants to put them in Legends, and the Yankees are like, come on, bro, give you an inch. We can't give you 760 miles.
This is what I'll say about the Yankees right now, which is interesting, is that they didn't want to take Cody Bellinger, right, unless there was cash coming with it.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows you where it is. And yes, they offered him Juan Soto $760 million, but they wanted $5 million.
Yeah, this is Brian Cashman, bro.
To just almost for the principle of it, because we know Brian, they don't need it.
Brian Cashman knows how much money they just came into going to the World Series, more than they've ever made. That was their highest earning year of all time.
Absolutely.
And still strong-armed them and said, we're not doing a deal. You're going to take Cody Poteet and you're going to run me $5 million. Or we're not doing a deal. Stop playing like you want Cody Bellinger. Stop acting like there's somebody else you're going to deal him to. I'm in the front of the line. I've been in the front of the line. How are we going to get this done? We're going to get this done tonight?
Yep. And just for reference, the Yankees officially just announced the trade. So it's official, Cody and cash for Cody Petit.
Let's go back to Dom in East Rochester. Hopefully his phone is working.
Is this better?
It is. Let's go.
I'm sorry. I couldn't handle the leadoff spot. Hey, listen, buddy, I don't hate the Mets either, okay? You know, as a matter of fact, more often than not, I feel sorry for the Mets. You know, they won the Soto thing. They won the Soto thing, okay? So we took a punch. We took a punch. Okay, fine. It's going to be, I hope, the best $760 million we didn't spend, Keith. I said that to you the other night. There is no way I wanted to spend that kind of money for Soto. And I like Soto. I mean, he's good. What are you going to do, say the guy's no good?
I just think they added 3 guys that they might have been able to add 1 if they got Soto, but they added 3 guys that are going to be fan favorites, that are going to have electric
moments.
Oh,
we're not done. We're not done. And we're not going to get the $760 million, I don't think, when it's done. But, you know, I know the Mets fans have been calling. I know Lugie's been screaming crazy. You know, they gave us a punch, but now we knocked them down. We knocked them down.
No, we can't knock them down. They're big bro now. They're standing over us like Steve Cohen.
Yeah, they're big bro.
Did you not know Steve Cohen was a billionaire?
I know, but they got to win 25 championships to catch us, so I don't think so. But anyway, listen, I pick on Cashman mercilessly. I'm one of the ones. I wanted him gone. I thought the base, they had passed him by, this and that. But I got a kudos to Cashman. I mean, so far, so good. Yeah. I mean, I got to say it. I can't say it any other way. I think there's another move to be made. But, listen, we'll go to war with what we got.
We're incomplete. There's definitely more. There's a few open spots. Thanks for the call, Dom. But, about Cashman, like, I don't know how many times I've gotten on here. Cashman, we can rip him for 1,000 different things, but you don't want to ever give him credit for the things that he's done. And I remember 2 years ago with the Fire Cashman night, I was like, I'm not going to Fire Cashman night. Shout out to John from MassBet putting it together. It didn't work because what did Cashman do? He's smarter than y'all. Break glass in case of emergency. Release the Martian. And then here comes Jason Dominguez hitting homers and Austin Wells comes up and everybody's distracted by that. Like, oh, whatever. And then, shout out to Ball Vinny. He printed the Fire Cashman shirts and a bunch of other people made Fire Cashman shirts. I'm like, I'm not wearing a Fire Cashman shirt because I've been in this and I'm going to stay in this and I'm not leaving and neither is he. You know what I'm saying? So the point of a Fire Cashman night and endorsing Fire Brian Cashman, you need Brian Cashman now. And I think he's more motivated than ever right now. And I thought his magnum opus, remember me saying this is going to be his greatest work last year coming back from 82-80. Well, I mean, he made the Juan Soto move, Alex Verdugo move, a couple other little moves, Marcus Stroman, and then even the trade for Jazz. Mark Leiter Jr., don't let me leave him out. He made those moves, and it got us back to the World Series. That crossed something off the list, the World Series drought, the pennant drought. Thank you, Brian Cashman. Oh, but now here comes the magnum opus. What do you do when Juan Soto decides he doesn't want to be a Yankee and he wants to go across town? You get better. 888-808-1019. Sal is in the Bronx where the Yankees play. What's up, Sal?
Hey, Keith, what's going on, bro?
Just
a quick question. Do you think the Yankees are better with Fried and Cody than with Soto and Nestor?
I don't know about that yet. Juan Soto, and like that's another thing. You have never heard me minimize what Juan Soto is. I watch every one of his spring training at-bats, regular season at-bats. He can change games. He has an aura and a way about him. He is a ridiculous player. I can't say that on paper that a pitcher and a former MVP that we're hoping this works. No, Juan Soto can hit 3 home runs in a game, 2 home runs in a game. Juan Soto can work a walk, get on, and like he's a different kind of player. So no, I won't say that yet.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone's jumping on it. Because
this is what you should look at it as. Is Max Fried a better left-handed pitcher than Nestor Cortez? Hell yeah. Is Devin Williams a better closer than Clay Holmes? Hell yeah. Is Cody Bellinger right now a better option in center field than Aaron Judge was? Yeah, Judge needs to be in right field. And if Cody Bellinger ends up at first base, he's better than Rizzo was. The team is improved.
Yeah, but then Devin Williams was out for half the year. We don't know if he's healthy. Losing Soto is huge. Huge. And then, to just replace him with Bellinger.
That's not it, though. Thanks for the call, so I got to let you go, buddy. Listen. If you want to stay in ASS after Soto sign week, stay there. I've moved on. Now I'm looking ahead to the future. I'm hoping that Yankee fans understand that we're improving the team. One player doesn't make the whole team collapse. One player didn't win the World Series for us. One player doesn't make the franchise just, let's close up shop. Let's shut it down. Like the team is obviously better. We don't know who's healthy right now. I saw Devin Williams working out at Eric Cressy's spot. I'm like, there's always some type of connections. Devin Williams talking about how after the season he usually leaves the country. But this year, he decided to go to New York in October, spent 10 days in New York, got real familiar with the city. He thought the Dodgers were going to come get him, but the Yankees swooped in there. Thank you, Brian Cashman. Kept the guy away from the Dodgers, added him to our bullpen. The team is improved. 888-808-1019. The universe never unconnects. This guy was projecting, foreshadowing, walking around New York. Nobody recognized him. He's a Yankee now. You'll be looking for him soon if you didn't see him on the Zoom call. I can't live in the world of Juan Soto wasn't the entire team. Juan Soto slumped. Juan Soto gave up runs in the World Series. Juan Soto let the ball drop in front of him, go past him. Like, I can't live in the world where, Cody Bellinger doesn't replace Juan Soto. No, he doesn't. That's not what the move is for. But we're not done. And when you look at a haul of maybe 5 or 6 players that they bring in this offseason that they wouldn't have been able to bring in with just retaining Soto, you might actually look at this team and say, oh, they're better, and they're the best team in the American League. They're the favorites to go back to the World Series where they were last year. And that's all I can ask for. 888-808-1019. Moose is in Jamaica. Moose is back on the Fan.
You're Keith.
You're.
You got Cashman's number. You texted him. Stack your deck. I'll show you more love on the Fan.
How'd you know that? You seen that video where the video I posted of me and Cash where I said at the deadline stack the deck and he didn't. I texted him and I was like, yo, now this is the time.
That's what's up. But the trade, like you said, Fleece Shop. Quick note, Rosie. I think Cody Bellinger has a $5 million buyout. So they insisted on the $5 million just in case they want to buy out his contract and maybe sign Kyle Tucker. But yeah, what's next?
First base,
Bregman, Walker, Goldschmidt, Ha-Seong Kim, and another bullpen piece. Like we can go from a 95 win team to a 100 win team, and even sweat less until we get to the World Series and hopefully make the right managerial moves in the Fall Classic. So, yeah, but this is a start and we can still be on a better budget. And that's the whole thing. Real quick, I'll leave you with this. As much as, like, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, pure ecstasy. That 1-2 punch, 2-3 in the order, pure ecstasy. But I've always wondered, do we give Soto what he wants and have a half-assed team, or do we reinvest, rebuild?
Nah, and now that we've learned all, and thanks for the call, Moose, now that we've learned all that Juan Soto was asking for, I'm glad that the Yankees stood on business, stood on their principles, stood on the way that they've always done things and said, no, you're not bigger than anybody here or past or future. Like, Aaron Judge is on this team. You were third place in the MVP. Judge didn't ask for all this. 888-808-1019. Like, Soto Incorporated, or whatever Boris referred to the Soto family, like, they were like, we're getting everything out of whoever signs this guy. And good for them. All power to them. The Mets needed him so bad that they're literally like, whatever you want. You want to talk about a blank check? Steve Cohen actually gave him the blank check and a piece of paper and said, write down what you need, buddy. Write down what you need. The Yankees are like, we're the Yankees. We existed long before you were born. We'll exist the whole 15 years you're in Queens, and we'll have a direct view at you. Good luck. Good luck. We're going to bed. Hal Steinbrenner said, I'm going to sleep. I got stuff to do in the morning. I did what I could. I did what I could. Cash, you fill in the blanks the rest of the way. But our fans will know that I went all the way to $760 million, and that wasn't enough to keep this guy in a Yankee uniform. Then go scratch. Who says that on the Fan? Tommy? I think Tommy says go scratch. Yeah, it's a good one for Juan Soto. Go scratch, bro. Go scratch those royal blue pinstripes and the black and orange jersey. And we'll be over here dominating the American League. And if you can get through the National League with Frankie Montas and David Peterson and Kodai Senga, maybe we'll see you in the Fall Classic like you were all projecting last year.
I think you're taking the correct approach as a Yankee fan right now, which is the Juan Soto thing is over.
It's done.
The Yankee Juan Soto experiment, and frankly, it failed because you didn't win. So that was that was a failure because you didn't
win. They got to the World Series, and now the Met fan can't say, we've been to the World Series more recently than you. Cool.
Now, again, both teams failed miserably because they didn't win, but whatever, that's not the point. The point is that you're taking the right approach, which is Juan Soto is officially, it's now almost 10, 12 days old. He's not a Yankee anymore. The last thing Yankee fans need to be doing right now is whining and complaining about Juan Soto. Focus on the team. Frankly, your team is probably better than it was at this point than it was last year. Yeah. With the three, and you said it yourself, with the additions that they made. And say what you want about Max Fried and the 8-year deal. Right, for the next 3 or 4 years, he's a top of the rotation guy. Maybe not an ace, but he's a two, right? Cody Bellinger fills the need. The short porch in right field is going to love it. We all know it.
Could be a 30-homer guy.
Absolutely. Devin Williams, we don't know what he is in a big market.
We know he's PC Richardson. It's going to be electric with these guys in
Absolutely.
There. So, like, I don't know. I look at it like this, too. I know there's a lot of young fans. Maybe this past year was your most favorite year watching the Yankees. It wasn't mine. It was cool, but it wasn't my favorite year. And it's 1 year that in a year's time will evaporate. If the Yankees go back to the World Series and lose, it evaporates. If the Yankees go back to the World Series and wins, forget about it. 888-808-1019. Richie's in Queens. Richie's on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good, good, good.
Yeah, I just bothers the hell out of me when I hear people, my team, your team. You know what? Just concentrate on your own team. Look, the Soto thing is over. You know, I saw Bellinger for 7 years, 8 years, kill my team. He's not the player I thought he would be. I think that injury really set him back when he had that surgery. His exit velocity is down, but he's a dynamic kind of a player, man. He gives you speed. He runs like a deer. He could hit 25 or 30. He's an above-average outfielder. He's an above-average defensive first baseman. They're putting the pieces in. I don't know who they're going to get. Maybe they get a Goldschmidt for a year. You know, You know, the other thing, too, you're going to be losing Torres, too. I mean, as much as Torres was like an enigma and I couldn't deal with him at times, he did, you know, He was really good.
I don't know who's going to lead off. And Glaber, at the end of the year, really came along as a leadoff hitter. But you cannot have the worst fielding second baseman in the league. You can't have a second baseman that leads the league in errors. You can't. You have to move on. You have to move on.
No, I agree with that. I'm not saying he has to move on, but I'm just saying people are forgetting the fact that Soto's not there and Torres is not there. So now
Rizzo, Verdugo,
those guys have. You know, they were just dead weight at this point. You move Jazz to second. Hopefully, he can be a 22 home run guy, which I think he can. Mm-hmm. You get a third baseman. Yeah, you put the pieces in, and like you said, you move on. I'm sitting here at the edge of my seat because I think my team, the Giants, are going to be getting Corbin Burns, which I'm shocked.
I think so, too. Someone just asked me about that, and I'm like, he's asking for too much money in too many years. The Yankees aren't going to get him. That's why the Yankees were like, okay, Max Fried. We'll win the Max Fried sweepstakes.
Yeah, you're going to love Max Fried, too, because he throws 93, 94. He's not a big 11 strikeouts per game, but
he's going to pitch.
Soft contact. You need a third baseman.
Yeah,
you know, and as far as Devin Williams, I loved him too. I don't care that he gave up one bad pitch. That's irrelevant to me. So Weaver was not, you know, Weaver was good, but I never felt, and I spoke to you about it, that he was going to be absolutely the guy. So you got that, and now you've got your pitching staff. So now you get some hitters, get some speed, guys that can run a little bit, you know, and you know, you'll be fine. So, but again, your attitude is right. You can't look back. You lost Soto. I don't think he's a generational player. You know, I think he's very good, Keith. But, you know, I go back, you know, to the 60s when I saw the guys like the Willie Mays and the Hank Aarons, the guys had 5-2 players. You know, he did botch up. He was very impressive in the outfield, but he is a good OPS guy. I'm not taking anything away from him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll help the Mets, but the Mets got a lot to do, too, with Matos and playing Holmes being a starter. So, hey, it's a good start. And, you know, I think, like I said, I think you're really going to be happy with Bellinger. He gives you 100% all the time. So always a pleasure, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Richie. 888-808-1019. It's yet to be seen. The future will tell what Juan Soto will be. I think he's a generational player. I think he's one of the best players in baseball. Top five. And who knows, man? Maybe he unlocks a different version of himself being in Queens. Who knows? Like, maybe it's a better vibe for him. Maybe there's more players in the clubhouse that he'll vibe with. He clearly didn't vibe enough with the Yankees after a year. He didn't call Judge to congratulate him on winning an MVP, helping him win that MVP. He didn't reach out to his past teammates that he actually went to the World Series with and sprayed champagne, what, 4 times on the way there? Like, maybe he will fit better in Queens and he'll take another step forward. I don't care, though. Like, I'll be here to talk about it every night. And if he does, I'll say, wow, look at the make it happen Mets and Juan Soto. They added a superstar to this lineup, and now they're on another level. But that won't change my experience sitting in Yankee Stadium looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, looking up, saying, oh, good for the Mets. I'm watching the Yankee game. And I'll come here and talk to you about the Yankee game, too. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here so then we can come back and take a couple more calls before we break at 8 and go to my guest at 8:15, Brian Hoke, who covers the New York Yankees for MLB.com. You know Hoke, the Hokey Pokey. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yes, sir. Keith McPherson on the Fan, if you didn't know. Rocking till midnight. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Paulie behind the glass, waiting for Brian Hoke to join us in about half an hour. We are talking about Cody Bellinger signing with the Yankees, but we're also talking about all of the Yankees' moves this offseason, this hot stove. Now the stove feels hot. It was a little warm for a while. It kind of died down, but now it feels like we're right back. Two trades, one signing. You get Max Fried, and Yankee fans will be introduced to him tomorrow during that press conference. The Yankees will show you how they do press conferences, just to remind y'all, because, I mean, you know, they've been doing this for years. The pageantry, the presentation, it won't be five questions. It'll be a lot longer than that, and it'll look different. It'll be presented on the Yes Network and whatnot, and Brian Hoke will be there, I'm sure. He was also on the call with Devin Williams, who was traded for last week for Nestor Cortez and Caleb Durbin. Another Brian Cashman masterclass. A lot of you actually thought that this World Series contending team was going to start Caleb Durbin at second base. No. They're not going with the kids, even Dominguez. I thought they were going to just let him be the center fielder. No. Cody Bellinger. And if somebody gets hurt or you got to move some pieces around or whatever, no, they're trying to get back to the World Series and win it. And they added an actual closer so that they didn't have to freestyle and figure some things out at the end. And, oh, well, you know, Luke Weaver's our closer now. Clay Holmes will be, a weapon that we can use in the fifth, sixth, or seventh inning. Now, just go Weaver to Williams. Good night. Sean is in Connecticut. Sean, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing, my friend?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. I'm one of the very few. I mean, it's a privilege to be a New York Yankee. I know I'm 53 years old, and I've seen some of the best players that I always looked up to, Nettles, Munson. But let me tell you something. Juan Soto, his ego and arrogance, great player. I will never take that away from him. But when you are a New York Yankee, when did you see somebody in the batter's box wearing a New York Yankee uniform with the arrogance that he had? It is not the New York Yankee way. It never was. It's not about one person. It was about a team. And let me tell you about how I saw him. He thought he could sit there and pitch his talent and to change the makeup of how the Yankees think and how the fans think. I got to be honest with you.
That's a great way of putting it, yes. He thought he was bigger than all the years before the brand that he could pitch them on what his ideas are.
The culture.
Yes.
He was going to change the culture. Let me tell you something. I'm so glad. It was the best move I think that Cashman has ever made since God. I mean, I love the fact that he said, yeah, we're all set. We're good. Yeah, it took, he went to somewhere that is a generic. Listen, you got an NY, interlocking NY hat. It better be the Yankee. It better not be the New York Mets. I got to be honest with you. He's going to wake up one day coming out of the ether. He goes, I could have been a Yankee. I could have been the next captain.
Yeah, there could be some regret. Thanks for the call and the point, Sean. There could be some regret in the future. There could not be. I think that the pairing, or the three of them together, of Steve Cohen, Scott Boras, and Juan Soto, they were made for each other. And, the writing was on the wall. We didn't want to believe it as diehard Yankee fans that say stuff like Sean just said, like it's a privilege to be a Yankee. We didn't want to believe it that he would leave the Yankees for that. But, follow me here. Scott Boras always takes his clients to free agency. He's always going for top dollar. He's the one that sells all of his clients like they should be making top dollar. And you knew that he wanted that top spot with the largest contract in American sports history. He was going for it. I thought they were just going to try and break Ohtani's record. Nah, they smashed it. There was only one man that was actually going to keep going with their demands, keep listening to what they wanted, keep going up and up and up and not be deterred. And I'm surprised Hal Steinbrenner went all the way to $760 million for 16 years into, you know, the nighttime hours of that Sunday opening up the winter meetings. But Steve Cohen was like, listen, this is what I'm here for. This is what I bought the team for. All the fans and all the people around me tell us you got to get this guy. It would mean so much more to take him from the Yankees. And you know what? I saw an article that said that this is a move for $765 million that comes with almost zero risk. And I fell out of my chair laughing. There's zero risk because the guy is worth billions? Well, it doesn't work like that, right? There's risk for the fans. There's risk for the team. There's risk for the brand. And as you talk about the Yankees culture and the Yankees brand, Juan Soto is not bigger than that. But I think he fits perfectly in the rebrand that the Mets are having. I think he fits perfectly in the culture change that the Mets are having. 888-808-1019. Congratulations. Seriously. Like, it was all written in the stars, destined to happen. Universe never unconnects. Scott Boras, his client Juan Soto, from a teenager, for Steve Cohen to buy the Mets, a big market team, and actually make them into a big market one New York team, and go get Juan Soto. But you know what? I tip my caps to the Yankees for giving up the prospects and giving up the players that they gave to try to entice the guy to say, hey, if we get him in pinstripes, maybe he's going to lean here. Maybe he's going to see all of this and say, oh, this is the spot. No, he didn't want it. He wanted the largest contract. He was always going to the highest bidder, and he was always going to the guy that would acquiesce, that would do whatever he asked, that would actually let him change the brand, let him change the culture, and we'll see how it plays out. Because I know it's got to play out some type of way, right? How come they didn't ask Clay Holmes about a personal suite? How come they didn't ask Clay Holmes about four premium tickets? How come they didn't ask Clay Holmes about a shopping allowance for his mom? Oh, he signed before Juan Soto, right? So now every other player you sign after Juan Soto is going to come to the table, especially like a Pete Alonso represented by Scott Boras, and say, it's not just a contract. You're willing to bend over backwards for a guy that's never stepped into the batter's box for you. What about me? I'm Pete Alonso. I've been here for years.
To be fair, and this is coming from a Met fan, Pete Alonso is nowhere near the stratosphere of a player Juan Soto was.
How is he nowhere near?
He's nowhere. Juan Soto is a top three player in the league. Pete Alonso might be a top 30 player in the league, maybe.
He had a down year this year and a prove it year because he was pressing and trying to be so. He showed up in the postseason.
That's being generous that he's a top 30
player.
He hit
home runs in the postseason like Juan Soto. He can hit 40 bombs in the regular season. He's hit more home runs in the regular season consistently than Juan Soto has.
Of course, I'm not comparing Pete Alonso and Juan Soto.
You can't say they're not in the same stratosphere.
They're not in the same
stratosphere.
They're not.
Stratosphere? Do you know what the word stratosphere is?
It's a big sphere.
That makes Pete Alonso seem like a bum.
He's not a bum, but Juan Soto's a top player in the league.
Yeah, no, dude.
Pete Alonso, and I love Scott Pete. He's nowhere close.
Scott Boras is sitting down saying they are in the same stratosphere.
He's nowhere.
Scott Boras is sitting down saying, actually, these guys are in the same stratosphere. You need to pay Pete.
He's nowhere close. Clay Holmes is nowhere close to a picture of how good he can be than Juan Soto.
So no one for the next 15 years will be. No one.
Of course, that's why they signed into an $805 million deal.
But
there's
these
no
ball
one
players,
that was coming.
If we think Juan Soto's ego is the size of the apple in center field and Citi Field, what do you think some of these other players coming up are going to say about, like, they all think they're great, right? Why do you think Teoscar and Santander aren't signed yet? They're looking at Juan Soto like, that guy's not that much better than me. He got that much money. I want more money then.
Well,
I'm not settling for $100 million.
Well, Juan Soto also made them a whole bunch more money because he jacked up the price for free agent outfielders.
Steve Cohen and Scott Boras and Juan Soto messed up the market for a lot of guys.
That's why
we wait. And guys might be waiting into spring training. 888-808-1019. Let's take a call before we break. Kenny in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Kenny? You're on the Fan.
Hey, first time, bud. I love your show. I love your honesty and knowing that you were a really good athlete. I even respect your opinions more.
Thank you.
So I'm going to try quick. I want to make a couple of points and then I'll hang up and just listen to you. First of all, if I read right, Soto, the Yankees offered him $5 million less with an extra year attached to the contract. $760 for 16, which tells me one thing. He just wanted the most money like you just said.
Yeah, and the signing bonus was a lot more. The Mets signing bonus was a lot more. I think like $50 million more. And then the incentives, the Mets are willing to go up to $55 million annually. The Yankees didn't have any escalators in that. A total value, it was a lot more. I think it was something like almost $90 million more when you add the sign bonus and the AAV going up for 15 years. But
how many years is this kid going to be good for? 9?
30
years old? He's done.
Hey, it's yet to be seen. Lord willing, I'm here to talk about it. I'm here to watch it. I cannot wait for it to play out.
Okay, and lastly, really quick, I just got something about the Giants here. First of all, I'm 67 years old, so I go way, way back. Okay, Tucker Fredrickson's, the Spider Lockhart's of the day, but down to the Parcells and the Accorsi years, the way we used to draft was we used to take the best athlete. Okay, if we get that top pick in the draft, do you think a Jalen Milroe can fall to the second round?
I think he can.
We could have a they can eat it and take Travis Hunter number one and have bookend receivers, and then Milroe falls into our hands, who I think might be the best prospect out there because he's got the best pro body.
They're not going to do
Jalen
that.
Hurts, they're personified.
Not. I don't think they're going to do that. They're going to take one of Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, which seemed like more of a sure bet. But now with Drew Aller going back to Penn State, and, like, it's just a really thin quarterback class. Like, last year's class was deep. And we're seeing these. Like, we're about to see Michael Penix Jr. We've seen Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy we haven't seen. Even Spencer Rattler we've seen. Like, this year's class does not have as many quarterbacks. And I don't think the Giants are going to play around, especially if it's Shane and Dable. They can't afford to play around and say, we're going to take the best athlete and hope that we can get a quarterback that we can. They don't have a quarterback. They're about to play Tim Boyle. They're playing Drew Locke and Tommy DeVito this year. They're going to go sign Jameis Winston.
With no offensive line.
Yeah, they never have an offensive line.
A kid like Milroe going to fall? Will he fall?
He's going to fall, but he's a project too. I mean, he got benched last year. He got benched last year by Saban. He's an athlete. I don't know how much of an NFL quarterback he is. Thanks for the call, Kenny. 888-808-1019. This goes back to a conversation I was having weeks ago about how many starts Shedeur Sanders has under his belt, how many starts Cam Ward has under his belt. Jalen Milroe doesn't even have that many starts and reps as a college-level quarterback, and clearly Nick Saban didn't think he was that great last year when he benched him. I think he's a huge project. Do not start to set your eyes on him falling in the draft. You can't get crafty. This is the worst year ever. Take your quarterback and make him a superstar. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.